This is the Alter Aeon Summer 2015 update. I am Shadowfax. Let's begin with a post-event follow-up. I can honestly say that this year's Summer Solstice celebration was a thrilling success and that everybody had a lot of fun playing in the event areas and competing in the event contests. I'd like to thank Denton for fixing and updating things as needed, and my wife Kagome for relaying my instructions while I was at work. As many of you already know, I like to push the code to the limit. I believe that in order for the game to stretch and grow, its boundaries must be tested. As I suspected might happen, the survival area ended up being a stress test of what we call the mob overall code, which is a set of algorithms designed to create mobs suitable for any given level quickly. Usually what I try to do when faced with unknowns like this is to make things extremely difficult and then gradually lower the difficulty until it reaches the peak of player performance. Unfortunately, what actually happened was the opposite. I had underestimated the player base's strength and determination and had made the survival challenge so easy that all 50 waves were defeated in the first night. So, much to my consternation, I felt obliged to add an additional 40 waves. Denton recalibrated the overall code to compensate, which will improve the performance of the entire game. It is my opinion that despite any setbacks, the events were definitely worth the effort. Speaking of which, my wife has been encouraging me to do another mini-event in the fall before Morpheus's Halloween Havoc and the other year-end holiday events. In response, I am announcing an encore presentation of the Puzzlewood Survival Area for the Labor Day weekend. More details will be forthcoming. With regards to the firewalking contest, there was a problem of multiple players in a single instance where there was intended to be only one. Traditionally, we have had a very forgiving attitude toward those who discover bugs, so long as they honestly report those bugs within a reasonable amount of time. However, I now find myself considering how I should deal with such issues in the future. Contests are different than regular gameplay. An ordinary bug can be fixed and its impact corrected over the course of time. But a contest like those I ran were limited in scope and time frame. The code can be rewritten in an instant, but what cannot be repaired so quickly is a contest's reputation. The very act of cheating cast a shadow over the firewalking contest, causing several players to privately remark to me afterward that they were discouraged from participating. Next time I do a contest, the rules will be clearly defined. The consequences of violating those rules will be just as clear. There's been a bit of a lull in game development lately while we take care of some real-life business. Denton got a new job working for Google and is in the process of moving to California. My wife and I have been busy remodeling our home in order to accommodate our growing family. I am moving forward with the quest/job project and have received a lot of positive feedback, for which I am grateful. I'll be finishing up by adding some priest-themed jobs and afterward likely work on my code request queue. Some of the queued items are improved list switches, making Whirlwind work properly with warrior combos, taming the drunkenness spell, and making auto-equip more intelligent with shields, weapons, and held items. Also, Drock and I are diligently building the huge multi-zone capital city of Naginad, which we hope to finish by the end of the year. By the way, mother and son are both doing very well. You really can't even tell Zachariah was born premature just by looking at him. If you haven't already, I highly recommend listening to or watching our Happy Laughing Baby video. I guarantee that it will brighten your day. Happy mudding, everybody!